The Truth in Taxation meeting held last week with Wasatch County Council will raise taxes $6 per month on a $400,000 home. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says the Central Utah Water Conservancy keeps the tax rate at the ceiling, and as property values increase, the rates drop. The water system has aging infrastructure, and by law, they're required to keep reserve funding.
That pipe is failing, and that's tens of millions of dollars replacement. They've been told by the federal regulators they need to increase their reserves for repairs. They are required to have these hearings in the different areas where they have service, and so they were having that hearing with Wasatch County. It is all of the Central Utah Water area, which is Summit, Wasatch, Duchesne, Uinta, Utah County, Salt Lake County, and Juab County.
The council heard from the Utah Geological Survey with preliminary findings on the impacts on the water table if a proposed development in Walsburg is approved.
There's a developer in the Walsburg area that has proposed a substantially large development. And one of the things the county council wanted to do before they entertained whether or not they would do that development was to look at the groundwater and water system in the Walsburg area. What he said is if we do increase any groundwater usage, more wells or something like that, we likely will decrease the surface water capacities in the streams and so forth. So it's kind of at a balance to a degree. If we take from one, it'll take from the other.
Davis says the county council will wait for the final report, and they'll hold public hearings before they vote on the development approval. UDOT and Wasatch County established the Highway 40 Corridor Master Plan several years ago. It's a response to the 8,000-unit development planned in the North Village area near the UVU campus. Davis says as Heber City pursues future plans to mitigate traffic on their main street, the county council needs assurance they're on board with the Highway 40 Corridor General Plan.
The concern that Wasatch County had is that Heber City is proposing to perhaps annex some of that area of the North Village. And so what we wanted to ensure was that if Heber City did annex that area, that they would abide by the same corridor management plan that we had already come up with several years ago with UDOT. And so that was an agreement. Heber City will agree to that.
Davis says the county is supportive of Heber's efforts to take highway traffic off of their main street.
Wasatch County enacted several years ago a corridor management fee, which is attached to your vehicle registration. And that money is used solely for purchasing right-of-way for future roads. And the one that's at the top of the list for Wasatch County is what has been called the bypass road. And Wasatch County and Heber City both have purchased tracts of land where this proposed bypass will go.
Surveys and traffic studies are underway. Davis says moving the highway appeals to many people because it would take traffic completely off of Main Street in Heber.
If we have a bypass, we can't necessarily force that traffic off of Main Street because Main Street still is the Highway 40. But if Highway 40 is moved, that could happen. We could enforce moving the truck traffic off of Main Street. And so that's something that will be looked at and discussed. There'll be a public hearing sometime in August and then again in September. Certainly that's going to be a very interesting discussion as we get into that.
Stay tuned to KPCW for more details on future public hearings addressing the Highway 40 corridor through the Heber Valley. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.